At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy this week is on vacation, so I'm wishing him a great vacation, and he'll be back next week. I'll be joined by my professor of sports, or our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing good. How's the weather up there in Toronto?
Well, we're definitely not Arizona weather yet, Mike, but 75 degrees Fahrenheit, and with the humidity, it's 81. So we're heading towards summer, no question about that.
Yeah, no question about that as well. I don't think you want the Arizona temperatures this weekend. I think we're going to be about 110. So I'll take 75 any day of the week. But on the other side, we're going to be talking NHL. We're going to be talking baseball. So come right back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson once again. I'll be joined by John Poulter. We'll see you on the other side.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. While you may be very passionate about your business, you won't achieve success by going about it all on your own. You'll need to rely on both human and technical resources to achieve your dream. Don't try to do everything yourself. One major key to growing is to learn what to hold on to and know what to trust to others. Too many small business owners never develop their company as there are not enough hours in the day for them to do it all. So delegate and build a great team. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's the perfect season for a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Summer Sale Event. Save up to 45% on secure PCs built for business with Windows 10 Pro. You'll also find great savings on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and other accessories to help boost productivity. Plus, enjoy free shipping on everything. Do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL for business specialists. During Dell's summer sale event,
your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's K-A-E-N-O-N-C-A-S-T-1-5. Canon. Clearly better.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Fly ball, left center, on the runner's bats, going back, it's over his head, it's up against the wall, Walker scores, Torres is rounding third, he's coming home, here's the throw, he's safe, a two-run triple for Gardner, and the Yankees have retaken the lead.
Now it will be Matt Duffy with the potential deciding run at third. And a ground ball to third, through, in the left to the base, hit the Rays, win it. Malik Smith scores, a walk-off victory for the Rays. Matt Duffy got it just to the left of the third baseman, Urshela.
Shift on. And Bryce Harper gets a hold of one right center. See you later. Number 17. Nats on the board, just like that.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I was a little premature there, but we are back. And look, if you want to join the conversation, just give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. And we will talk about anything you want to talk about. We're going to spend a lot of time with Major League Baseball, the NHL playoffs. We're going to talk a little NBA as well. But if you want to get a hold of us on social media, you can go to Instagram, where we are the real Dorf on Sports. You can get us at, get at us on Twitter. My handle is Pigskin Opinion. Andy is Dorf on Sports, and Facebook, you can look up the Dorf on Sports page for a ton of posts and comments and, shall we say, from time to time, a little controversy. John, what is your Twitter handle?
It's at 1-2 John Poulter, Mike.
Okay, and that is the voice of our professor on sports, John Poulter, who joins us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And John, we're gonna start off with baseball here, which is near and dear to both of our hearts, and you know, especially your Toronto Blue Jays and my Chicago Cubs, even though I'm not signing the checks for these players. but so far, John, let's kind of get into what's maybe surprised you a little bit, what's kind of not surprised you so far in the season. What do you think?
Well, I guess in terms of surprises, Mike, the biggest positive surprise to me would have to be the San Francisco Giants. 40-24, first place in the National League West, two games ahead of the Dodgers, who most people thought were, if not the best team in baseball, were certainly in that conversation as defending world champions. and the San Diego Padres, who spent a ton of money over the wintertime upgrading their rotation, upgrading their depth. They're four games out, so, you know, and they've lost four in a row, 3-7 in their last 10. So the Padres have hit a little bit of a roadblock the last little while. So I'd have to say that the Giants are probably the biggest surprise. I don't think the Mets would be too far behind them, although it's hard to tell the reason for the Mets' success. They're 32-24. They're in a very weak division. They're the only team that's playing more than 500 ball in that division. So that tells you a little bit of something about the strength of the National League East. So have they feasted on that? They've also played less games than everybody else because they lost their opening series against the Washington Nationals because of COVID. And, of course, every 5 days they throw out this guy called DeGrom, who, if he gives up a run, his ERA goes up. You know, that is just an amazing story to me. He threw on Friday night. I watched about 6 innings of that game on television against the Padres. He had Fernando Tatis looking like he was some kind of a Sandlot player on a couple of his at-bats. DeGrom, 6 magnificent innings, didn't give up a run. His ERA was a minuscule 0.62 going into the game, 0.56 after the game. When you can throw a guy like that out every 5 days, you know you're not going to have too many losing streaks. So I would say they would be the two biggest surprises. Looking at the other side, biggest disappointment, two of them, I guess. One has been a disappointment all season, and that's the Minnesota Twins, although they are starting to show a little bit of life, but not an awful lot, and they're still 14 games out. So they're going to have a tough go to get back into that American League Central race. And the other disappointment to me after a great start is the St. Louis Cardinals. 3-7 in their last 10. They've really come unstuck since their last West Coast trip, where they started it off with a 3-game sweep loss to the San Diego Padres. I know the Cardinals have got a lot of injuries. They have to throw Carlos Martinez out there every 5 days, and they talk about a pitcher who's inconsistent. With that guy, you never know whether you're going to get a two-hit shutout or whether he's going to give up 7 runs before he's got out of the first inning. So I think there's a disappointment in St. Louis, definitely a disappointment in Minnesota. Other than that, I think the season's pretty well played out very much the way that we thought it would. You know, we're 60 games in now, and we're starting to see the teams that we thought would be at the top of the divisions at the top of the divisions. So, you know, we're a ways into the season now, so I think what we're seeing is what we're going to see for the rest of the year. From my standpoint, what would your thoughts be on terms of surprises and disappointments?
Oh, it's certainly the Giants. I didn't see this coming out of them at all. Like you said, the Padres, you know, and I'm speaking with the division that our hometown team, the Diamondbacks, are in. The Diamondbacks, I never expected them to do much as it was. But with the Padres, I expected them to, you know, they're 37-29. I expected them to be in first place. That was my pick to be in first place. And the Giants, seeing them and what they're doing, I mean, you got to tip your hat to what they're doing. And at 40-24, they got a run differential of 74, which is always good. So my question is, you know, you're talking about the National League East a little bit, John, and my pick was actually the Braves. You know, based on what I saw last season and the talent that they have down there, I thought the Braves would be a lot better than they are showing. They're 6 games back. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They've lost, like you said, 4 in a row. And it's just one of those things. What has happened in Atlanta?
I don't know. And you know, I think you were probably not even close to being alone when you picked Atlanta to win that division. I thought every team in that division had improved, quite frankly. I thought Washington had improved by adding some pitching and adding some depth, but they've been struggling in fourth or fifth place all season. Miami had a good season last year, so I thought that they might be turning the corner in their rebuild. Philadelphia had done their best to match Atlanta and the Mets in terms of big signings by signing a couple of their own free agents, specifically Real Muto. But they've been struggling at 500 all year. You know, I look at the Braves, and, you know, they're 17-17 at home, 12-16 away. And here, to me, is a real telling piece. They're only 17-22 against teams that are 500 or better. teams that win championships have to beat teams that are playing 500 or better. You can't feast on the bottom feeders the whole season. So I agree with you. It's been a big surprise. They played three games against the Toronto Blue Jays in Dunedin about 2 weeks ago. I was surprised. I thought that the Braves would be a much better ball club than the one that I saw. I didn't think they played well. They played badly defensively. They made some bad base running mistakes. It was almost like their minds were elsewhere. And I don't know if something is going on in Atlanta that we don't know about. But at the end of the day, the good news for the Braves is I guess they're still in there because it's only six games. But still, the way the Mets are playing right now and the fact that Philadelphia, Miami, and Washington are also in and around 500, that's a lot of teams to climb over if they want to get someplace. So, yeah, I don't think you're alone when you said that you thought Atlanta was going to be the contender. They would have been my pick as well. So I guess I'm equally surprised at them, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, my next question where I want to go is, you know, the American League West, you know, the Angels and the Mariners and the Rangers have been out of it for quite some time. Let's just say that to be honest. But between the Athletics and the Astros, who do you think is going to come through in the end and actually win that division? I mean, there's some stuff going on in Oakland in terms of, are they going to stay in Oakland? Are they going to move somewhere? You know, so there's drama behind the scenes there. But in terms of Oakland as a team and Houston as a team, what are you seeing?
Well, for quite some time, I thought Oakland was the best team in that division. But, you know, you look at the stats and Houston only two games behind them. When they've played head-to-head, Houston has dominated Oakland this year. And here's another telling statistic. Oakland, 16-18 against better-than-500 teams, whereas the Astros are 27-16. So the Astros have won 36 games as opposed to Oakland's 39. But it would appear from the standings that Houston is actually beating better teams. So does that mean that they themselves are a better team? I think it's going to come down to the head-to-head between those two, and so far Houston's had the advantage in those series.
All right, I hear the music, John. We gotta pay some bills here. So that is John Poulter, a professor of sports. I'm Mike Wilson on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Join us when we come back from the break, and we'll answer any questions you got.
Swing and a drive, deep to left field, doughy, doughy, goodbye baseball, a walk-off line drive, two-run home run for Mitch Haniger to win it, holy smokes, the Mariners beat the Angels by a score of 8-6, Haniger with his second walk-off home run of the season is getting mobbed at home plate, and the Mariners complete the sweep of the Angels on a Wednesday afternoon in a light drizzle. What a finish, a fabulous finish here at Safeco Field. The Mariners win for the 44th time.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Waiting for it is Daniel. Daniel to Henrik. Henrik to Daniel. Cuts in front. Erickson. Daniel scores!
Get up, so they tip it ahead to Daniel. He's got Burrows and Henrik. Daniel to Burrows to Daniel to Henrik. He scores! Oh, what a thing of beauty!
Henrik pass just out of reach for Ovechkin. Missing it towards the front of the goal. Kuznetsov looking. Ovechkin drives it. And the diving Hellebuck. Rebound. Score! Alex Ovechkin still going strong. Overpowering at 600.
Up the face off into the corner. 10 seconds left to go. The countdown. Cleared up. Out of the zone. The Colorado Avalanche have won the Stanley Cup. Raymond Moore, a dream has come true.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, welcome back now to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Willison. I am joined by our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, and the lovely weather that they are having right now. So, John, we're gonna talk some NHL here, and we are into the semifinals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm not gonna beat around the bush here. I mean, the playoffs in the NHL are absolutely fabulous. Like, I seriously try and watch any NHL game, playoff game that is on. And, so far it really hasn't disappointed me. I even got my son watching NHL playoffs because I always tell him this is the best tournament out of all the major sports that we got to me. And he really enjoys it. He doesn't have a favorite team, but he certainly enjoys it. You know, as we get into these semifinals, we got the Islanders and the Lightning going to face off. I'm going to defer to you because of your expertise with hockey. What do you see between the Islanders and the Lightning?
Well, I appreciate the compliment about my expertise on hockey, Mike, but, you know, I haven't been overly right so far this year. You know, like, there's been a lot of upsets in the league this year. I haven't looked to see how accurate my predictions have been, but I know I've been wrong at least as much as I've been right this year in terms of who would win each series. So, you know, as you know, we've now got to the semifinals, and they have reseeded the teams. So essentially where we are in the playoffs now, there's four teams left. We have four division winners. So we had Montreal come out of the North or the Canadian division. We had the Islanders come out of the East Division, we had Tampa Bay come out of the Central Division, and we had the Vegas Golden Knights come out of the West Division after that great six-game series with Colorado. If you watched any or all of those games, that was definitely sitting on the edge of your seat playoff hockey. Six really good games. The first one was a blowout for the Avalanche, which was a big surprise to me. I expected six or seven very close games in that series. When it was such a blowout in the first game, I kind of wondered if I'd called it completely wrong. But it did go six games. They were six good games. I mean, five really good games plus one blowout. I guess the Vegas Knights had a blowout at home, too. So it's two sort of one-sided games, teams winning when you thought they were going to win. And, you know, I'm looking at the standings, and ironically, out of the 66 games that have been played so far in the playoffs, 34 have been won by the home team, 32 by the road team. So home ice advantage is nowhere near as strong as it used to be. And of the 12 series we've played to date, 9 of them have been won by the lower seed. So going into the semifinals, if you're an Islander fan or if you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, you got to have some hope that as a lower seed you might have a chance. The paper picks, quite obviously, Tampa Bay and Vegas. Vegas because they are playing well right now. They're playing well at home. They tied Colorado for the most points in the NHL, 82 points apiece for the President's Trophy. So clearly we're talking about a good team there. And while Tampa Bay finished third in their division, they are the defending Stanley Cup champions. We knew they were a better team than a third-place team. They've certainly hit their pace in the playoffs. They're playing extremely well. They're getting good goaltending, and they're scoring. So, you know, those are combinations for good series. And you have to think that going in, the Islanders and Montreal are both huge underdogs. But when nine of the 12 series have been won by the lower seed, you have to give the underdogs a chance. So at the end of the day, it's like Andy says, you got to play the games, and there's a reason you play the games. So I don't think Montreal and the Islanders should be intimidated. They should go in with confidence and play their own game.
No, I absolutely agree. And I always say that's, you know, my son will always ask, well, does this team have a shot? And I'm like, you still got to lace them up, son. You still got to go out there and play the game. And you're exactly right that the underdogs here in Montreal and New York should not feel intimidated at all. They got this far for a reason, so their confidence should be high as well. But when you take a look at Vegas and Montreal, I honestly thought, John, that Colorado was going to win that series. But I was proven wrong on that. But Montreal and Vegas, what do you see happening with them? Like you said, Vegas is playing extremely good hockey right now.
Yeah, well, I had Colorado too, Mike, so you're not alone there. You know, to me, that was going to be a home ice series, and with the exception of the overtime game in Game 5, where Mark Stone scored 51 or 52 seconds into overtime to win Game 5 in Colorado, it was a home ice series. So, excuse me. I thought Colorado was the best team going in. I still think if they played that series again, I still think that Colorado would have exactly the same situation. That, you know, they're two very, very good teams. They're two competitive teams, and of course they played each other a lot this year because of the condensed schedule and teams only playing within their own division. And I think that's one of the things that's going to make the semifinals interesting, is that every team now is going to be playing somebody they haven't seen all year other than seen on video. So we're going to see some interesting situations, how teams strategically plan and do this tactically. Obviously, the coaches have been looking over a tremendous amount of video to find out what the opposition has been doing. But I look at Vegas and Montreal, and two of the main reasons that these teams are where they are is their goaltending. We all know about Marc-Andre Fleury. He's played exceptionally well for Vegas. My feeling is that if they were awarding the Conn Smythe Trophy for the MVP in the playoffs tomorrow, that Fleury would be the hands-down winner. He's been that big of a player for the Golden Knights. Carey Price wouldn't be too far behind him. I think when we first talked about the playoffs, when they started and we looked at each series, I think Andy and I had a conversation about the Montreal and Toronto series, and I said Toronto in six. But I said, don't be surprised if the Canadians play really well, because Carey Price, if he's at the top of his game, can steal a series all by himself. He's done that twice now. So can he do it three times? Who knows? But that obviously is the series we're going to get the prime feed for in Canada. But the nice thing now is that we're down to two series, so there's a series every other night. So one series starts Sunday, one series starts Monday, and both series play every other day until the series are completed. So no more channel flipping. We now get to see each game in its entirety, uninterrupted, so that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think in both series, the first game is going to be important, given the underdog factor for the Islanders and Montreal. I still think Vegas is far too strong for Montreal. You know, on paper, I would say Vegas in six. But to the way Carey Price has been playing, who knows? They could easily steal that series, too.
No, I agree, John. And I think at the end of the day that I see Tampa Bay and Vegas in the finals, which to me would be an exciting finals. But this is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Willison. I am with John Poulter today. Andy's on vacation. And we will be back right after these words.
Bergeron weaves his way in with under 90 seconds separating these two teams from a shootout. And here's Giroux coming back into the game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
With round-the-clock protection at a great price, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this unenthusiastic hype man.
Okay, everybody, let's make some noise. Put your hands up. Or not. It's your call. Here we go now. Here we go.
Switch to Progressive today.
It is electric in here.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ron Barr here. Now that people are getting out and exercising more, I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor helps those exercise-related pains and general muscle aches and pains. Now, if you're going to be working in the garden, you're going to be using your hands a lot. And if your hands hurt, listen to what Julia Brown had to say about using Relief Factor.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Be sure to check out Relief Factor at relieffactor.com or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Seconds left. Millsap the Joker from 18 feet.
Yeah!
You get yourself some Nikola Jokic with 1.2 seconds to go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. I am joined by our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes from Toronto, Canada, every week. If I can spit that out, that would be great. John, once again, what is your Twitter handle so everybody can start following you?
It's at 12JohnPoulter.
At 12 John Poulter, if you want to join the conversation, give us a call, 1-800-878-7529, and we can talk Major League Baseball, we can talk NHL, we can even talk NBA. You can catch Dorf on Sports, the Facebook page for lots of posts, from time to time some controversy. Twitter handle for me is Pigskin Opinion. For Andy, it is Dorf on Sports. And on Instagram, we are The Real Dorf on Sports. And right now, we have the NBA playoffs going on. And we got Brooklyn and Milwaukee tied, or not tied, but Brooklyn is up 2-1. Phoenix and Denver, this is a little bit of a surprise, ladies and gentlemen, Eve, that Phoenix is up 3-0 in that series and are looking to close it out with the next game in Denver. You know, Jokic, the Joker for Denver, really has kind of been, you know, kind of neutralized a little bit. And Phoenix is one win away from the Western Conference Finals, which they haven't seen in a number of years. We got Philadelphia and Atlanta. Philly is up 2-1 in that series. Utah and the Clippers. The Clippers finally got on the board. They've been down 2-0 in each one of their series so far, but they got on the board the other night with a win, but they are still down to Utah 2-1. So there's a lot going on with the NBA. I'm a little surprised that Milwaukee in the first two games played as poorly as they did. But when you get down to this time of the year, I think John would agree, even in baseball and hockey, that it comes down to possessions, it comes down to momentum with each one of these teams. So we will see what happens with Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Phoenix, Denver, Philly, Atlanta, Utah, L.A. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be talking more about that next week. John, I'd like to go back to baseball and get your thoughts on this foreign substance memo. Is it a bigger deal than we think it is, or is it not a big deal? Or are we kind of overplaying this, or some people in Major League Baseball or the media hyping this up a little bit too much?
Well, it's a great question, and I think the answer could be yes or no to each one of those situations. I think it is a big deal because it's been talked about so much, and it's a big deal because not only has it been talked about so much, we've seen some examples of it. We've seen players getting their hats confiscated. We've seen managers speaking out about it. We've seen Josh Donaldson saying he was happy to provide a list of players or pitchers that were using substances. This is a little bit different than the PED situation. And I say that because this is a situation that's basically aimed only at pitchers. It's only the pitchers that are using this stuff, if in fact they are using it. So it's not something that hitters would use. I mean, hitters use pine tar to grip the bat and so on and so forth, but they're not affecting the ball. PEDs was a little bit different because that was a situation that was open to everybody. The hitters were the ones that we heard about because they were hitting these monster home runs and they had bodybuilders' bodies. It looked like that there was something going on, but pitchers had the opportunity to take those things as well if they so choose. So that was a pretty much an open competition. This is not an open competition. This is pitchers only. And I don't know whether you saw that video the other day with Garrett Cole of the New York Yankees. He didn't say yes or no when he was asked point blank whether he had used the, I think, spider gel or something was the name of the substance that was being discussed at the time. But boy, I tell you, for a guy that's used to being in front of the press, he looked awfully uncomfortable. He didn't, to me, he didn't know where to look or didn't know what to say. He just wanted out of that interview as quickly as possible. So maybe there is some smoke where there's some fire. I don't know. I think baseball has made such a big deal of it publicly now. I think they have to be seen to be doing something. Now, what is that something? Is that something confiscating every time somebody has a dirty hand? Is it confiscating a cap from somebody every time they think the bill of the cap is dirty? Are they going to start checking out guys' gloves to make sure there's nothing between the fingers and the gloves, that when they're standing there with the glove in front of their face taking the catcher's sign, that they're not putting something on the ball? I don't think we heard the last of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, how easy is it to control? I don't think it's all that easy to control. The only way that they can control it is to make sure that the pitchers don't have any substance on them, and for baseball to provide the equipment, in this case the balls, rather than the teams providing the balls. Like, to me, this is like the Tom Brady situation with the footballs. That could have all been resolved and eliminated if the NFL had provided the balls rather than allowing the teams to provide their own balls. Baseball's got to do something similar. I think it's going to be a big deal, and I think it's going to be a big deal because baseball has to be seen to be doing something. What that something is, only time will tell. And if they do catch somebody, what is the first suspension going to be? Is the first suspension going to be five starts, one start? It's not like an everyday player where you can suspend a guy for five games and he misses five games. You suspend a pitcher for five games, and unless he's a relief pitcher, he misses one turn. Big deal. I think it's going to be interesting to see the way it plays out. But, yes, something is definitely going to happen. It's just a question of what and who is going to be the first guy that gets caught.
Right, right. And, John, you know, it just comes to mind when I think about baseball sometimes. Are we getting to a point where with baseball, because of PEDs, now there's this foreign substance stuff, that we have to take a look at what they're doing on the field and have a little bit of skepticism about just how true of a stat that is for them? Or, you know, are they using PEDs? Are they trying to doctor the ball like a Phil Negro? You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, Major League Baseball, it seems like they go a while and everything's fine, everything's kind of cruisy, everything's kind of nice, and then it becomes they step in something to save a word there. Is that a baseball for them? Is that a problem for them?
I think it is, but I mean, we've seen this in baseball in many aspects before. I mean, it's just like the labor relations. They go through years and years and years of turmoil, then all of a sudden there's peace for 10 or 12 years, and all of a sudden there's turmoil again, and then they go through peace, and then all of a sudden there's turmoil again. It's not unusual for baseball. I think baseball is also in the headlines, A, because it was traditionally America's pastime. A lot of people now think the NFL has passed it, and the NFL is now America's pastime, but baseball will always have a special place in everybody's heart that's a sports fan and a baseball fan. The fact that baseball is played every day and therefore is in the news every day, I think, is also a factor. The broadcasters need something to talk about. The writers need something to write about. The TV guys need something to talk about, and so on and so forth. Whereas in football, you know, unless you're actually covering the team, you probably don't see too much about the Patriots or the Packers or the Giants between Sunday to Sunday, other than the fact that maybe somebody is getting hurt or there's a big game coming up. It isn't followed every day the way that baseball is. I think that this is going to become a big issue. Whether it becomes a real issue or whether it's just a bit of covering your backside in terms of Major League Baseball to be seen that they're doing something, I think that's going to be the most interesting piece from where I sit, Mike.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. To you, and I know you follow, you know, the records and all that thing, all those kind of things with baseball. Is the home run record to you still 61? And is the total home run record still 715 to you because of the PEDs and the controversy surrounding Bonds and all those guys?
Well, I think of it in two categories, Mike. I think of it as pre-PED and post-PED, and I think of it as two different records because I think the circumstances were different. But, you know, you look at it from that standpoint, and, you know, should we look at it any differently pre-Jackie Robinson and post-Jackie Robinson because of the quality of play in the major leagues after the integration situation was resolved? You know, you might think that somebody now could be hitting less home runs post Jackie Robinson because with African American pitchers being in the league, you're upgrading the quality of your pitching staffs. There were guys in the major leagues pre Jackie Robinson pitching that probably shouldn't have been on rosters. They were only on rosters because they happened to be born as Caucasians. So. There's, you know, whichever way you slice records, you're always going to get it, you know, people are going to slice it differently. Should a home run record be different when it was all-day games? Should it be different when the furthest west you traveled was St. Louis? You didn't spend all this time on planes. We're talking different eras. You know, you could slice the statistics any way that you want to with baseball. That's one of the wonderful things about baseball is a million ways of looking at 999,000 problems in statistics. But I tend to think of the fact that there are two records because, you know, you can't take anything away from what these guys did when everybody was probably or a lot of players had the opportunity to take these steroids. We're talking different eras, and I think different eras should have different records, much the same as there was the big brouhaha when Maris broke the record of 60 home runs in a 162-game season rather than a 154. There's still a lot of talk about whether Babe Ruth's record should have still stood. So that's just baseball. It's just the way the game develops, but gives us something to talk about on the radio, and it gives the guys something to write about in the newspapers, I guess.
All right, John, I have one quick question for you. If you can get it in the next 45 seconds to a minute, that would be great. DeGrom, I heard a comparison with DeGrom to Greg Maddux. Is that legit?
Yep. Yep, I believe it is. I've watched his last two starts against San Diego, and he's been dominant against a very good offensive team. If his team could give him a few more runs, I hate to think what his record might be, but, you know, you can't argue with a .56 ERA after 10 starts, and here we are middle of June.
Yeah, I look at what DeGrom is doing. Like you said, he gives up a run, you know, and his ERA goes up, and it's already minuscule as it is. When I know he's pitching, it's appointment television. For me. So I really like watching. Yeah, I like watching this guy pitch. So after the break, we will be back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. It's me, Mike Wilson, joined today by John Poulter. We will be giving, we'll be talking more sports. So just give us a call at 1-800-878-7529. We'll see you in a little bit, people.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. This is Mike Wilson. I'm joined by John Poulter coming to us all the way from Canada. John, we are in the stage of the show where we do final takes. And, John, it is up to you to give your final take right now. What's your final thought?
Final thought is Jake DeGrom. You know, going back to him, 10 starts, 6-2, ERA, .56, 64 innings pitched, 26 hits, and 4 earned runs. I mean, this guy is perfection. Like you say, it's must-see television. When I look at the schedule and see that he's pitching, I work around that and I make sure I watch.
No, and John, you stole my final take, but I'll go a different direction. And we talk about appointment television. You got to watch the NHL playoffs. We're down to the semifinals in the NHL playoffs. Lots of hits, lots of banging. Lots of stuff on the line. So get your popcorn, get your soda, get in front of the TV and watch some NHL playoffs. But at the same time, look, hey, John, it's been great having you on the show for the whole hour. Andy will be back next week. John, can you give us your Twitter handle one more time and spell out your name so people don't get it wrong?
Of course, it's at 12JOHN. POULTER.
All right, perfect. And if you want to get at Andy and us, Andy and myself on the social media, you got Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. You got Facebook at Dorf on Sports. My Twitter handle is Pigskin Opinion, and Andy's is Dorf on Sports. So for Scott behind the glass, for John, for myself, Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a pleasure to talk sports with you this hour, and we will see you next weekend on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.